This is Action Podcast with Paul Bailey and Sam Forsberg.
Hi, Paul. I've been a bit busy over the last few weeks, which is why I've not really been doing much on the blogging front on Action Podcast, but I've been painting and decorating, of all things.
Oh, you're very, very good at DIY then. In that case, I hate painting and decorating.
Well, I think it's one of those things where you usually learn that you don't quite know as much as you think you know as you get along. But I've really learned some very, very interesting lessons, and I sort of thought that might be a good topic for us to tackle tonight. And that is the idea of the right tools.
Oh, okay, sounds good. So we're going to have some DIY top tips, aren't we?
Well, the thing I like about this is because I've had a load of time whilst I've been painting, because it's really quite almost meditational as you're sort of just spending time painting the walls. But I've had a lot of time to think, and I've realised that it really is very applicable not just to DIY, but to all sorts of different areas of work and of home life, and even and particularly one of the areas I'm interested in with regards to small business. So have you got some stories about tools and the ease with which the right ones make the job happen?
Well, specifically with DIY, yes, absolutely. I like to consider myself a little bit of a handyman, but I must admit, when I first started putting up shelves in our new place when we first moved in, it took a couple of weeks before I noticed things actually starting to fall off the shelf. And I was thinking, what's going on there? And realised that the shelf was actually sagging as it was falling away from the wall.
Oh, no.
Where I just simply hadn't used the right screws for the wall, the right wall plugs, the right tools. I'd used a manual screwdriver and things like that. So, yeah, basically, I had done such a shabby job of putting the shelf up. It was clearly making it evidential that I really needed to just do it again and do it properly. So I treated myself to a proper drill set, an electric drill and an electric screwdriver, the right rule plugs, the proper screws. And I tell you, that shelf is not moving for love nor money now. It's so satisfying as well. Once you've done it and you've done it right and you've done it properly and you know that is going to work. Mm. It was a very, very happy moment for me.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you what, after a few weeks of using fairly sort of cheap, crappy paint brushes and sort of, you know, not having the best of tools, because in fact I didn't even know some of them existed for doing things like painting behind radiators and those sorts of things. I had the pleasure of meeting a professional painter this week and got to borrow some professional tools and got a few tips on how to use those right tools. And I tell you what, I was nearly crying tears of joy when I got that little roller for the behind the radiator, because it really made such a difference. And not only did the quality of the work and the ease with which it was done change, but like you said, the sort of the pleasure of doing it was absolutely magnified, and it changed from sort of being quite difficult and quite a pain to actually being something that was really almost quite fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And I now find that when I walk around the house, there's shelves, there's wardrobes, there's beds, there's dresses, there's all these things that I've put together. Mm. You know, I haven't built them myself, but I put them together out of the DIY pack. And it makes it so personal and such a delight to see it, because you did that, you did it right, you did it with the right tools, and you know that's going to last.
Absolutely. And, you know, the great thing about this sort of understanding is that it really can be applied to so many different areas. It's sort of like trying to cook with, you know, something that you need maybe a really hot fry pan or a wok for, and you're trying to cook it in a thick-based saucepan, or, you know, trying to use an egg flip with holes in it to you know, move the soup or something like that.
Yeah. You know,
there's loads of different areas, and one of the things that you know, I've been thinking about too is with writing. You know, if you're going to sit down and you want to write something, whether it's a letter or whether it's a piece of creative writing or an article, for example, you're not going to pick up, you know, a lipstick to try and write an entire page of information with. You're going to find a, you know, piece of paper and a pen or a pencil, something like that. But even things like the environment, you know, would you sit down in the middle of a busy train station and try and put down serious thoughts about something? You know, there's all these sorts of things about, you know, having those right tools and things in place before you start something, and it really does make the difference.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure you're aware, I'm a person that loves graphs and pictures and things like that. So if ever I need to record something or track something, then for me, just making a note somewhere, writing it down, scribbling it, or trying to remember it isn't going to work for me. I'll have to create the right tool for that specific job. I'll have to have the right document using the right software package in the right place so I remember to use it and things like that. And I did that recently. And now when I look back at the four or five documents that I'm using to track my my projects here and there, sudden sense of real satisfaction, because I had the right tools, I could see I was making progress, and it just made everything more worthwhile.
Absolutely. And one of the areas with small businesses I mentioned earlier as well is this sense that you can take the actions and you know, have the small steps and consistent action in place, and yet unless you're using the right tools and unless you're actually measuring the progress as well, then you're really not going to see the benefit or get the efficiency out of it that you could be. And so one of the things that I think is really important is, you know, as businesses grow or even in daily life, as something changes, the tools that you had in place at the beginning are not necessarily going to be the same ones that are going to be most effective for you later on down the track. And especially if there are changes taking place, whether it's growth or whether it's, you know, a new job or anything like that, you're going to need different things in place to really be as effective as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you go back to your DIY example, if you do have sort of a small job to do that you're not really sure if you're going to ever do again, then, yeah, by all means, go ahead and buy the cheapest paintbrush and the cheapest paint and et cetera and give it a go and see if it is something you can do. But it's certainly worth having a little consideration and a thought about, okay, if I'm going to use this once, am I going to use it again and again and again in the future as time goes by? And therefore, is it worth me spending that extra money buying a paintbrush that isn't going to shed all the bristles all over the wall as I'm trying to paint? It really does make a difference to invest a little bit into the things that you're going to be living with for some time.
Absolutely. I must confess that I had great entertainment, although much arm ache, from a certain radiator that had been painted with a very poor quality brush, because every 2 inches I was almost thinking it was like playing Minesweeper, and every two boxes there was going to be another bristle that I had to try and remove. But you know, the joy factor, the sort of fun or the ease factor comes into it really significantly here too, because when you've got something, and even if it is you know, sort of buying a tool that is in you know, at the cheaper end of the range, that sort of thing, that, you know, the sort of pain and the heartache that you could go through trying to use those things is quite difficult. And it's also sometimes, once you've had something like that, you may not have thought you'd use it again, but then you decide, okay, I've got something else to do, and you do. And because you'd already bought that one, there's almost this stubborn sense of not going to recognize the need that you perhaps need something else for this new job. And so you keep persisting with the old one and really make it far too hard and painful for yourself.
Yes, absolutely. And there's always eBay. If you really realize that you're not going to be using it again, you can always sell it on, or, you know, lend it to a neighbor or something. There's always a use for these tools somewhere around the house, or somebody in your friends and family circle will be able to put some good use to it.
Definitely. And you know, even when it comes down to the writing and things like that, those pens can have a million uses that you may never have thought of before.
And the great Christmas and birthday gift ideas as well. One of the things I've recently discovered that I think everybody should have is an Amazon or similar wish list. and to put on there those things that you would really like, those tools and toys and whatever that, or gadgets that you really want to use, that maybe you wouldn't spend the extra money on yourself, but as a gift, then you know, people can put money towards, for example, or buy it on that system. Definitely worth a look into, and write down some of the things that you might be interested in buying for yourself, and think about birthdays and Christmases next time.
And thank you so much for that, because one of the other things that I had so much time to think while I was doing this painting, and one of the things that did come up was exactly that, this, you know, things that I might want that I don't necessarily want to go and buy for myself, but that would be great for presents. And I always get asked every year, from, you know, from family, what do you want for Christmas? And I can never, ever remember things when I'm put on the spot when it comes to present ideas. And so I had these ideas pop up and I thought, oh, brilliant, I've got these ideas now. I need to write them down so that I can, you know, tell my family that I've got this list. And of course, I've forgotten. You've just reminded me. And I think that that will tie in very nicely to our topic for next week, perhaps, about those ideas that pop up.
Keep popping
that we never
up.
Quite action.
Absolutely. I think it's a great idea. And it's one of those things that you can just pop onto. And again, it's another tool. It's the right tool for the right job. It's somewhere that you can record the information. Other people can log on and buy your presents. And that's always a good thing.
Yeah. What a nice note to end on.
All right, that's been great, Sam. Thank you ever so much. And I'm going to go and admire my shelf, I think.
All right, Paul, pleasure. So to summarise for our listeners, we're really talking about ensuring that you've got the right tools for the right job. And it doesn't have to be just in the area of DIY and home improvement tools. It can be business projects or even fun activities that you're doing in your spare time. So really just stop to think about whether the tools that you have now that you're about to purchase, whether they actually really are going to be the most effective for you, and whether they're going to allow you to enjoy the job along the way. Because sometimes using the same old tools that you used to, or just getting whatever's to hand, is not necessarily going to make it easy or give you the results that you want. Enjoy.